This is the Ash London Live Podcast.
Yo, turn the sound up.
Love music.
Love music.
Love life.
Love life. A to the S, to the H, to the London.
A to the S, to the H.
Do it again.
A to the S, to the H, to the London.
Let me introduce you to Ash London Live.
Well, hello and happy Friday, my darlings. Usually it's just me in here. For the next couple of minutes, I talk and talk about how great the show is going to be and ask you, what's the word? Not reciprocal questions. Rhetorical questions. Thank you for guests who I will introduce in a second. But I have some buddies in here with me co-hosting tonight, Matt and Alex of Matt and Alex fame. Welcome, my guys.
Hey, we're very excited to be here. Thank you very much, Ash London.
You're welcome.
Are you catchiest intro of all time, Ash London. I've needed to say this for a while.
Well, I'm jealous.
That is a banger.
Our intro, I mean, you've obviously got a custom-made intro. Our intro, look, it's great, but it's also... It also like pops up on random shows every now and then. People keep messaging us,
like
being
it's
like,
from
"Hey,
some
I saw
website.
It on RuPaul," and I'm like, "God damn it, stop watching!"
No, you got to get like DJ Konski to do an OG one with the Rasta Man.
Yeah, all right, that's our new goal.
Okay,
sometime in 2021, Alex Dyson.
But it makes
me
trust you more, Ash. You're gonna have the best music on your show if you've got the best musical intro. So it's perfect for your show, I reckon.
Well, that's kind of the reason I've got you here, is because you guys also know your music. You've dedicated many years to chatting with people, playing music, making music. Matt O'Kine.
I've only been nominated for two Arias, but that's okay.
Oh, well done, well done.
I mean, well, one was a comedy one and one was a children's music. But anyway, I mean, that's
still
not the point.
Good.
That's not the point.
Not many artists can go cross-genre like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not many do hip-hop and also wear colourful overalls in a kids group. But Matt O'Kine, you've got the cred on the in the streets and in the cops
in
of
the
Australia.
Creds, man.
I love Rave Cave. Diver City,
thank
man.
You.
Big fan over here. No kids, which is weird. But still, I want to support you, bro. Boys, stick around. We're going to play a bit of a game. It kind of pertains to our collective experience interviewing and meeting famous people over the past couple of years, because I know you've got some stories and I've got some stories.
This is the Ash London Live Podcast. Ash London Live.
And there we have it. Up first is Hugh. Hugh, hello. How are you going on 131060?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Living my best life. Say hello to Matt and Alex, our guest co-host tonight.
G'day, Matt.
Hugh.
How are you, Alex?
Hey, Hugh.
Yeah, lads. So what's going to happen is, Hugh, between the three of us, we have met and interviewed some very famous people over the years, and we have submitted some of our favourite interview stories. We're going to spin the wheel and a celebrity's name will come up. You will then hear two stories, one from me, one from Matt and Alex. One of those stories is true, one is made up. You've got to pick the real story. Does it make sense, Susie?
Easy, got it.
Okay, and what's the prize here? $100 reality eyewear voucher.
What?
Get yourself some new shades. Protect those eyes from the sun.
We got to up our prize pool here, dude.
Do podcasts have prizes?
Very bare.
Our show is Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. We're currently giving away the briefing face masks. So
we're giving away merch from not our podcast, Ash. How pathetic.
You need to get some Matt and Alex merch, guys. Come on, you're embarrassing
yourselves.
We want
bum bags. Anyway, crumb bags.
You should call them fanny packs.
No, well, they're going to be called crumb bags. And,
still good.
Well, anyways.
Okay.
Let's do this.
Matt O'Kine, please spin the wheel. Okay, what's it come up?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, this is a great story for me.
Oh, this is my story.
Okay.
I was supporting Dave Chappelle in Adelaide.
Didn't realize Dave Chappelle did children's music, Matt.
stand-up, Adelaide Convention Centre, I think it was, or Adelaide Entertainment Centre. Anyways, big room.
Doesn't know the details.
Me and Nazim Hussain supported him. We're all partying backstage afterwards, you know, popping bottles, very cool.
Popping bottles of what?
Lots of hip hop, gangster sort of music. Dave Chappelle was smoking everywhere because he just didn't care about the rules. He was like, I'll cop the fine for smoking indoors because it's part of my show and everything. So he was just doing that. So we're popping bottles and listening to this hardcore rap music, and it's all very cool. And I'm thinking, man, this is the coolest thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this hardcore rap stops playing as the song ends. And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, wait a second, I know this song. And then I realized that it was Crowded House, Bring the Weather With You.
Yeah.
And Dave Chappelle notices and goes, ah, and runs over to his iPod and changes it. And I go, man, was that Crowded House on your iPod? And he turns to me and goes, man, I'm 40 years old.
That's an awesome made-up story about Dave Chappelle.
That happens.
I mean, it's not true because my story is true.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But it's a great story, and I do love Dave Chappelle. What do you think of that story, Hugh, so far? Is it ringing true to you?
That was good. It's believable.
Okay. Well, my story's a lot shorter because it's real and I don't need to elaborate with fake details, Hugh.
Okay, wow.
It may have actually been on the same tour. I don't know. It was a couple of years ago, and he was doing kind of the junket. And when we walked in, I'm sitting there, and where we were performing, he was doing a gig, obviously, is where Usher did his OMG tour, right? So it had a poster up that said Usher OMG tour. And he, you know, made a thing about Usher. And I'm like, have you met Usher? Is he a nice guy? And I said, Dave Chappelle, what's the last thing that made you go OMG? And he goes, you really want to know? And I'm like, yeah, man, I want to know. He's like, you want the honest answer? I was like, he's like, you got a great rack.
No way.
Yeah. And my rack made him go OMG.
Oh, you're kidding. Well,
I'm not kidding.
To be fair, I kind of.
All right.
I don't know whether David do that.
Well, you think you know these people.
He does you think say you know some a pretty celebrity. Outlandish things.
Hugh, it's up to you. Who is telling the truth? Is it me or is it Matt O'Kine? Is he a Crowded House fan or is he a sexual pervert?
Or is he a Crowded House fan or a Crowded Bra fan?
Yeah. Ayo.
I have to go with the Crowded House. I'm going to go with Matt, I reckon.
Yeah. He's done it. Well done.
Oh,
well done, Hugh.
You.
Very
Thank
impressive.
You,
Hugh. Very
Thank
impressive.
You for having faith.
Anytime. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
My story is true, but Usher said it, not Dave Chappelle.
Usher said it.
That's why I had to somehow get the Usher bit wound into the story.
There was a big crowbar in there, Ash. You were really wedging that in.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Joined in studio by Matt and Alex. Boys, thanks for sticking around.
Hey. No problem, Ash. An absolute pleasure to be here, as
Best
usual.
You know, every morning we used to drive to our previous radio job together in my beat up old car, and we really bonded in those time in that time.
That's nice.
4:30 in the morning, cruising.
So you
through
drove
the streets
together
of Sydney.
To work.
Yeah, carpooled
every every morning.
Surely that adds to the journey when you're already waking up very early.
I remember we got pulled over by the police. And they
did they recognize you?
Yes, they
That's
did.
Sick.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's you guys.
Someone had fired a gun nearby. And Matt had picked me up and we were just two absolute slobs at 4 a.m. driving to it. We looked shady as. Because we don't dress up at Triple J. The uniform is stained hoodie.
Homeless, yeah.
And so on the way to work, they let us off, luckily.
Are you happy that you've sold your soul to the commercial devil now and hopefully you can afford a decent car and separate rides to work? Or is this something that's continuing?
I am so happy. And you know who's even happier? My Mazda 3 with the sunroof. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Well, we are about to play Olivia Rodrigo driver's license. So it is kind of fitting because she's young. She's just gotten her driver's license. How old were you boys? Were you like, you know, because you're supposed to get it when you're 16, right? You get your L's ASAP. Yep.
I couldn't be younger.
P's, yep.
I was like the minute I was allowed, I went for it. Failed.
Did you?
I did. I got caught in an intersection, man. I was so dirty. Because, you know, once you've entered an intersection, you're allowed to turn right.
You still don't know. Still have to think about it.
No, I will never not know this rule. I got caught in the intersection because there was cars coming ahead, like in front of me, and I wanted to turn right, and they just kept coming, and the traffic light turned yellow and then red, and I was just stuck in the middle of the thing. And then the guy turned to me and said, you know you could turn after the light's gone red. And
I
was like, I did not know that. And then he went, back to the centre now.
The shame of it all.
So I went the very next day to another centre and I got my license.
Come on. What about you, Daiso?
Oh, I was 23 years old.
Oh, that's why. Didn't you get shamed? Isn't it like the macho boy thing? You have to get your license and drive.
Well, he had to get his pen license first, you know.
Darn.
And that took me until 21. So I sort of rode those coattails for a little while and then got the license. I don't know. I moved to Melbourne, public transport. I just didn't need it for a long time. And then, suddenly 23, I got to pull the finger out and do it. And then I gave Triple J listeners lifts around the place.
That's cute.
As a thank you for everyone I mooched off for many years.
Moocharama. Well, I was on school camp, right? And this sounds like a depressing story, but I promise it's not. My dad had just died, but I still wanted to go on camp, right? Yeah. It was cycling camp and all my friends were going on it. From this cycling camp, and like the school sent a counselor along on the camp because I was scared I'd cry. And I was like, don't talk to me, I'm fine. This poor woman had to cycle all day for nothing. And it got to like the fourth day, and I was like, I'm feeling really sad. I think I want to go home. So my brother, who was 10 years older, drove to Wangaratta in regional Victoria to come pick me up. And we get in the car, and he looks at me, he's like, you don't miss dad. Like, you're not sad at all, are you? I was like, no, I'm sick of cycling. Let's go home. And on the way home, he was like, well, I don't want to drive the whole way. Have you got your license? And I was like, no. So we pulled in at like a regional Vic Roads, and I like went and did the test blind, got my L's. He picked up some L plates at the servo, and I drove us back from Wangaratta.
Oh, brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that great?
That's awesome.
I just can't get the image out of my head of a counsellor puffing on the bike next to you.
I felt so sorry for her.
Going she along was, up a hill.
He okay, asked you to talk about it.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.
Now, usually, boys, this is where I froth over a song I like, but I gave you the option to play anything.
That's right. And we took that challenge and ran with it. Got some Australian music for you tonight. The Rubens, a couple of brothers, a cousin, and a mate from Menangle in New South Wales, coming up with a new song. And they keep coming up with hits, Ash. Yeah. They're not running out of steam. They keep coming up with absolute heat beads. And this one is one called Masterpiece.
I think we underestimate them, though. We underestimate the Rubens.
Honestly, every single time, I think. I was thinking about this the other day. Because when I first heard them, I was like, yeah, they're good. But I just didn't realise the longevity that they would have, and the consistency and the ability to sound different but the same. And economy of words they use is incredible. They really use a lot more words to good effect in their choruses and songs. And even little devices, like in this song, Alex Dyson, the extended consonant sound instead of extending the vowels.
No, incredible.
Run. Who does
that's
that?
That's it. We talked to
no one does that.
We talked to Elliot and Sam on All Day Breakfast podcast the other day, and we're asking him about that. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't come up with lyrics. I just sort of do sounds. I go, dub-a-da-bim-ba-dum. And I'm like, oh, so a little bit of a leaf out of the Crazy Frogs books.
It's kind of like Nicki Minaj, how she just repeats a sound, like a vowel or a consonant, to feel like that. And I'm like, that's cheating. I can do that.
But that's the thing. These guys fill it with words, you know? All those bits that a lot of people would normally just repeat. I mean, in terms of elongating the consonant, that's a different thing. But, yeah, in terms of a chorus, instead of just, I don't know, sort of doing the standard repeat, they change it up. They say different things every line. It's really great.
Well, I didn't think I'd ever have the words elongating the consonants when going into an Ash London Labs, but that's why I have you boys here, and I appreciate you for that. So, boys, thank you so much for hanging out tonight. It's been such a pleasure having some people to talk to other than myself.
Hey, anytime. We'd love to come back.
Great. So see you tomorrow, fun, 7 to 8. No payment.
Can you ask Tony to let me out and get some water, please? I've been...
Absolutely not. No, sorry. Okay. Sorry. Well, please, you've been rubbing my left foot for too long.
Can we at least change the silk pillowcases in here if I'm going to be sleeping in here from now on?
Silkworms coming to a sanity near you in 2022. Matt and Alex, thank you for hanging out. You can catch their podcast every day, Matt and Alex, on the Listener app.
This is the Ash London Live podcast.